Chapter 21 Jedi Temple, Coruscant.
Dalla was vaguely amused that the meeting took place in the gardens of the Tower of Reconciliation. Despite the short notice, somehow a small table had been prepared, and delicacies and calf provided. The air was redolent with pleasing, calming scents, and quiet music was being played somewhere. It was all rather transparent. If the Jedi expected to move her by such pleasantries, they were sorely mistaken. She and Dorvan sat down. Dalla refused sweet cakes, but accepted calf. Once it was poured and the attendants had left them in private, she got right to the point.
"You can't tell me, Master Hamner, that you didn't know about this," Dalla said.
"I can, and what is more, it is the truth,"
Hamner replied calmly.
"I was unaware of anything any of the Jedi Knights or the Masters were doing along these lines. Admiral, you yourself specifically requested that I step in during Master Skywalker's absence. That is because you knew you could trust me to not deceive you, and that I have not done."
"I will admit that I and a few others have," Leia said quietly. "I believed and still believe it is in the best interests of everyone involved, in the interests of the Jedi, those poor unfortunates who are suffering from this malady, and in the interests of the Galactic Alliance, that the Jedi who have exhibited this behavior be kept conscious and studied by others like them. With all due respect, we can sense things that your doctors cannot. This is exactly the issue I raised with Skywalker," Dalla retorted. "Judge, jury, executioner, Jedi. The rest of us just have to trust that you have our best interests at heart. Leia, beings are getting seriously harmed, even killed by this malady, as you so delicately put it. And I can't simply rely on the Jedi to police themselves."
"Actually, you can," put in Jaina, and Leia winced just a little. "Because I did. Master Hamner is completely innocent in this. He knew nothing. I made sure he didn't. I acted on my own initiative."
"Alone?" said Dalla sarcastically. "That would be quite the trick, even for the Sword of the Jedi."
Jaina scowled. She, too, was thinking of the news coverage.
"Obviously not."
"Then name your accomplices."
Dalla took a sip of calf. It was delicious, robust, and hot. The Jedi obviously didn't skimp.
"I can't do that."
Dalla sighed, placed the calf down, leaned back in her chair, and folded her arms.
"Then we're back to square one. I demand the release of Natua Wan and Seth Helen as criminals against the Galactic Alliance. You will hand them over to me, and—"
"You have two, they have two,"
Han said. He didn't use "we." He was not a Jedi, and the word choice was very clear.
"You may not like it, Dalla, and frankly, much of the time I don't like it either. I've had to live with it for over 40 years, that extra sensing thing they have. But it's saved my life more than once, and I've learned to trust it."
"You trust it because you trust the individuals,"
Dalla said.
"I've got no reason to trust you, less now."
Jaina blew a lock of hair out of her eyes. Her mother spoke before she could.
"We are all acutely aware of that, and that's one thing that Master Hamner, Han, Jaina, and I have discussed."
"Jaina Solo knew that what she was doing was contrary to what I had instructed the Order,"
Hamner said.
"I have not been able to extract from her the name of her compatriots, only her assurance, which I believe, that none of them other than Jedi Solo, Master Silgal, and one other are from the Order. Jaina understands that she is to be reprimanded for what she chose to do."
Dalla bit back a retort, and instead lifted an eyebrow.
"I'm listening,"
she said. Beside her, Dorvan entered Data quietly, his calf cooled, untouched in front of him.
"She will be confined to the temple for a period of 2 weeks. The same punishment will be enacted upon the other Jedi. Even Master Silgal will be subjected to this, for her decision not to come forward immediately."
"I'm impressed,"
Dalla said, and she was. This was a step toward the humiliation she desired to see them experience.
"Will this be made public?"
Jaina winced.
"Yes,"
said Hamner.
and I'm prepared to talk with any reporters of your choosing.
As am I and Jaina, said Leia.
And you'll hand over Helen and Juan,
said Dala.
No, said Leia, quietly but firmly. As we said before, we have ways of helping them, of understanding them that you don't have access to. And as Han rather bluntly but aptly put it, you have two, we have two.
I can have you arrested, Dala said.
Yeah, you can do that. But you know it's going to start looking uncomfortably like the old Empire if you do, said Han. First Luke, then Kenth, whom you asked for by name. And isn't that the kind of thing that got you so ticked with Jason?
Dala's lips pressed together so tightly they almost disappeared. She took another sip of the calf, buying time to compose her thoughts. She would not lose control. Finally, she set her cup down and looked at them all evenly in turn.
Here is what will happen. My people will have access to the prisoners at any hour, day or night. All your findings will be turned over to them. The other mysterious Jedi involved will be named immediately after this meeting. Hamna, Leia, Jaina Silgol, and said Jedi to be named will be interviewed by Javis Tyr, live, unedited, with the Jedi Temple in the background. You will all formally apologize for the actions you have taken, or, she said, eyeing Hamner, the actions you let slip by on your watch.
I don't think, Jaina began.
Obviously, snapped Dala.
Let me put it this way. If you do not agree to all these stipulations to the letter, then I have no qualms about conjuring up images of the old Empire and taking the prisoners who rightfully should be incarcerated right out of your temple. And there are more GA security members than there are Jedi.
Leia, Han, Hamner, and Jaina exchanged glances.
Agreed,
said Hamner quietly, and he held out his hand.